Good morning, everyone. You all, when you came to church, looked a little bit tired. Guess what? All the adults in Bible class this morning, they looked a little bit. Why do you think you're a little bit tired? Here, buddy. Joseph, come here. Come here. Have a seat. Why do you think you're a little bit tired? Yeah, you have to get up kind of early. Now you do it every day for school. You're used to kind of sleeping in the summer, right? And now you go to school, and the first week is kind of exciting, so you're not really tired, but then it starts to kind of get more and more tiring, doesn't it? So it's kind of important to get some energy, right? So in the morning, what do? Before you go to school, I hope. Good. So exercise is always good. Do a little exercise. What else do you do? Okay, watch some videos, maybe get ready, get your brain ready for the day. And while you're watching those videos, you're usually eating some breakfast, I hope. Okay, good. Yeah, you're always eating some breakfast, right? Anybody ever take any, like a children's vitamin? Any vitamins? Like a vitamin gummy sometimes? Yeah, sometimes you take some vitamins, right? That's good for you, right? Gets you some energy, get your brain thinking for the day, right? Well, in our first lesson, you met a man by the name of Samson, and he was super strong. But he didn't get his strength from breakfast or YouTube videos or exercise. He got his strength from the Lord. And his strength was in his hair. He said, God told him never ever to cut his hair, right? And he could do all sorts of things. He would take armies down by himself, right? But he turned away from the Lord. He stopped putting his trust in the Lord, and when he did that, he lost his strength. His hair was cut, and he lost all of his strength. But thankfully, by the grace of God, God helped him to see that before he died. Before he died, he said, Lord, remember me, right? Just like the thief on the cross. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. In the gospel lesson we read about, the disciples were talking, Jesus was talking to the disciples about the cross of Christ. He said that in a few days I'm going to suffer and I'm going to be killed on a cross. And Peter said, no way, Lord, I don't want that to happen to you. Peter wanted to cling to this life like Samson had done too, right? But Jesus said, nope, don't try to stop me from going to the cross of Christ. Don't do anything to try to get me from going there and dying for the sins of the entire world. And thankfully, nothing could stop him, right? The cross of Christ is what gives us strength. More powerful than breakfast, more powerful than exercise, more powerful than vitamins. The cross of Christ is what gives us strength every single day to live for the one who died for you, to live for the one who took away all of your sins, to be nice at school, to listen to your teachers. You do that all not because you're just supposed to. You do that because that's the way that you show love for Christ, right? And when you don't do that, you go back to that cross of Christ and you say, I'm sorry, Jesus. And guess what? He forgives you for it all, right? And that also gives you the strength to go out there and live another good day for him who lived and died for you. Should we pray about that? Let's pray. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for sending your son, Jesus, who died on the cross for all of our sins. Please be with us every single day. Amen. Thanks for coming up.